You're up to Daf Tzadik Yomer Aleph. We just chazru over now this last omit before that we had a machlokes between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yechanan. How exactly was the lechem upon him? How did the lechem look? That we have before, Rabbi Chanina said it was kemin teva prutza, means like a box that was opened up on top, a broken box. The kitzur was like a square and a flat bottom to it, and two sides coming up on both sides. And Rabbi Yechanan was one that says no. The lechem upon him was like a round, came in svina rakedis, like a levona, or like a V shape, that it came down in the middle, like to a point, and the sides it came up. So we had a few questions on this. More came up before that we hold it to teva prutza. It was good how the bezichim was on top of the lechem, but we hold it was a svina rakedis. It was like a V shape or a levona shape. So on top, how did they put the bezichim? So the answer that was makom avdlu. Yes, they made a special place on top of the top lechem where to put the bezichim. Then we had the shalom was bishtem leman the yomer kimentei the prutz was like an open box. There was good heavy yasvi kanim. Now the kanim will have later. Rashi says there were 28 like rods going across from one side of the shulchan to the other side of the shulchan that supported the lechem. In other words, on the shulchan itself, it went up. Two times six lechems went straight up, the two piles of six. So how come one did not cave in the other? They were like kanim reeds going straight across. And there were a set of three of them. Three were going across on each level, like to hold up the lechem. So if the bottom of the lechem was like flat, so it's good how these three reeds, these three rods, held them up. But El Laman Diyama Kimin Svini Raketis, if the bottom was like a V shape, it was like a pointed shape. Sakanam hechi hevi yasvi. How did they have like three kanam going across? You should have to have just one kanam, just one rod going across in the center and below to hold the bottom part of the lechem up. But on the sides, the chura, where it turned upwards, how did the kanam hold it up over there? So Gemara says yes. The Gemara said that Musha Ovid Lehu means there are projections on top of it. And Rashi says Mashpah from the betzek, from the dough itself was sticking out, and on that they had the rods going straight across that could hold it up also. So kids, was possible to have this nifim even to hold up the lechem. It was made like a V shape. Then the Gemara said again that Bishlam and the Yom Esvina came in Teva Prutza. It was like a broken open box. Haino the Samchi lo snifim lechem. That sounds good, have a snifim. Now the snifim, that was the two sideboards that went up on the side of the shulchan. That went straight up, and like the lechem itself, like leaned against the snifim. It held it in shape. So bishleim, if the lechem was like a straight bottom, and both sides came up, so if you had a straight beam, like a straight board, going a pole, going straight up on the side of the shulchan, it would hold the sides of the lechem in place, it shouldn't fall and break. But if the lechem was made like a V shape or like a U shape, how did the snifim hold the lechem stay in place? It was only like the tip of the lechem that touched the sides, but the main part of the lechem was like a V shape that was curved downwards, sideways. So if you had a straight beam going straight up on the side of the shulchan, it would not protect at all the main part of the lechem. Would only protect the tip of it. It would still be able to cave in. So what was the purpose of having the snifim? These were rods going straight up on the side of the lechem, on the shulchan. So Morris says, yes, the ogad lo magal. What you have to say is, the snifim type, the two beams, it could be, the pictures have three on each side. Three beams went up. Now on each beam, there was also like a piece coming out downwards, like the opposite of a V, to hold the lechems in place. So from each beams going up, there was also magal diogo means, diogo limago means there was a piece coming downwards, also like a V shape, to hold the sides of the lechem in place also. So therefore, is the purpose of having the snifim. Now the Gemara said, Pishlem leman diyamakim in svinu rakedis, if the lechems look like a V shape, hainu dibin in snifim, it's good why you have to have snifim altogether. In other words, now it was like a V shape. To put one on top of another, it would like cave in and press down on it. It would break. So therefore, you had to have these side rods going up, and each rod had like a piece, a sniff coming out in a V shape to hold it in place. But el amandi amakim in teva prutza. But if you learn it was like an open box, So then each one fit on top of the other perfect. It was like a perfect line going up. If so, snifim lomli, what do you have to have rods on the side of the shulchan altogether for? What do you have to hold it in place? The lechem themselves, like, are just piled up perfectly. Samar says, yes, still, agav yukra the lechem tolach. The lechem weighs, has some weight to it. So one on top of another, the top would, like, press down and break the bottom tolach. It would break and crack it. So therefore, there was a purpose of having snifim side the boards, side the beams, going straight up, that would give support at least to the sides of the lechem. So therefore, it would not bust. Again, the Gemara says, Vishlem lemandiyam kimin svinim rakedas. They've learned the lechems were like a V-shape. Snifim agabi shulchan menachem is very good that you know where the snifim were. They came up from the shulchan itself. Like we're saying, it wasn't just the stam, a straight rod going up, but on the bottom of it, it was like a V coming out of it to hold the sides of the lechem in place. So therefore, that V-shape that came out, pshita, was leaning on the shulchan itself. But el lemandiyama kimin teva prutsa. But if you learn the lechem, it was like an open box. So the sides went straight up. If so, the snifim, hechi monachlu, aria monachlu, like it's a question. The snifim then did not go on the lechem itself, because it was on the outside of the lechem. Like the pictures of books, the way they have it is that the snifim, the side rods, go straight up from the floor. So that's the question, like does it start out on the floor and go straight up? So Morris says, yes, in, it's like the true, that's the way the rods on the side of the shulchan went straight up. The yomer of Abba Bamamo, that the divri oimer kimin svinu rakedes. If you learn like the lechems were in a V-shape, so snifim agabi shulchan menachem, then these side rods started out from the shulchan itself, because it was like a V-shape coming down on it that went a little bit out, so projected over the shulchan, so it was supported up by the shulchan itself. But the divri oimer kimin teva prutza, if you learn the lechems were just like an open box, then snifim agabi karka menachem, the side rods that just kept the sides of the lechem in shape, went up from the floor straight up to the top of the shulchan, to the top of the six piles of lechems, one on top of another. Now the Gemara says, "Kaman knows who does it go like?" Hodi Yom Reb Yehuda. That's what Yehuda said. Reb Yehuda says, "Yishno halechem maimedes hasnifim." The lechem itself also kept the snifim in place, these side rods, and the hasnifim, the side rods, mamidim as lechem, also helped the lechem to stay in place. It's Kaman who does it go like? Command the Yama Kimin Svinu Rakedis. This should be a proof according to Reb Yechanan that says that the lechems were like a vishay. Therefore, like we said, the snifim had a little projection itself coming down. So therefore, that projection, when the lechem went on it, it held it in place, and it also, in return, held the lechem in place. Whereas Mashmur, if it would have just been the beams, the side rods going straight up, if it held the Kimin Teva Prutza, so they true hold the lechem in place. But the lechem does not hold them in place. The only way the lechem holds them in place, if you learn with the Svina Rakedis, that the sides of the rod had things coming out like in a V-shape to hold the lechem in place. And therefore the lechem would hold the rods also in place. So it's another proof like Rabbi Yechanan. You're now holding that Tzadikei on top. But the Gemara says, Mace, we have a question now. So it says that Kimin Kiveris Hoyuloi Betaner, in the oven with the Beit Lechem upon him, the mold there was like a beehive, and it says, V'doyma kimin tavlum rubas. It was like a square, plate. So l'churi bishlem malait reb chanina, that the lechem looked like a teva prutz is very good. It was square, was bottom on the bottom was flat. But l'churi tzakash akorim reb yechon, he said, no, the lechem was like a V-shape. Says, so how could you have kimin tavlum rubas? How could you have a plate like a square plate? L'chur, how'd it be like a V-shape? So Marin says, Eimer, say, Upiya, Daimah, Kimin, Tavlam, Rabas. It just means on top. On top of the mold, it was like a flat. But Enochrami, on the sides, that came down like a V-shape. So if it went to Yekasha, Korinth, Rabbi Yechanan. The other Gemara says, Tanya, Kaman, Dioma, Kimin, Svidi, Rakedis. I'll bring you another proof according to Rabbi Yechanan that the lechem upon him looked like a svino, like a ship that's dancing, like moving. In other words, the bottom of it sinks into the water like a V-shape. The tiny will learn like this. Arbo snifim shelzov hoyisham. There were four rods of gold, like we said, on the side of the shulchan that went up. Mifutzolim. They were like peeled off. Mirashehim. on the top of them. Kemin da kronim. Rashi says it means kemin kanim da kronim kanim sheish lemanofim harbe, like branches that have a lot of branches to it, and it's as if it was peeled off. Kitu, like a bracket on top of it. So hoyu shesemchem bemes lechem, that on these brackets and these things coming down, it would support the lechem. Shudoyma kemin svinir akedis, it says clearly it would support the sides of the lechem, that the sides of the lechem upon him were like a svinir akedis, like the sides walls of a ship that come down to a V shape. So here is another raya to Rabbi Yechanan. Now the Gemara says Shiloh. Ibrakoponim, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Chanina. That's usually where the pictures have that the way the lechems were, it was kimin teva perutza. Now the Gemara says, Iboilu, have a question like this: Lechem haponim nifsol b'masois, or yena nifsol b'masois? Does lechem haponim become possible b'masois when they used to travel? Rashi says, Kishen meisim yisor b'midbar. When Klai Yisrael used to travel in the Midbar, on the Mefarkim HaMishkan, they would take down the Mishkan. The Meisan HaShulchan HaMalechem, they would carry the Shulchan with Lechem on it. Kiddush Sivah, the Pasuk says, V'yal Shulchan HaPonim, Yufreshu Bega Tchelis, that used to cover it up and travel with it. The question is, Minifsa Lechem B'yaitzi Alay, is the Absul Yaitzi or not now? When they were traveling now, was the Kiddush, they're taking the Lechem now outside of the Mishkan, there'll be Absul Yaitzi, or maybe no. So that was the question, that nifso b'masois or in a nifso b'masois. When the shulchan was traveling, does it still have the kedusha like it's in the pinim? Or maybe no, it's considered like yotzei, like it's outside the pinim. So have a psul yotzei. That's the shaila. So Moses says it's a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that Chad Amar one says nifso yes, it becomes possible. The lechem on the shulchan becomes possible when they're traveling. The Chad Amar one says no, any nifso does not become possible when they're traveling. The Mor says man the yom nifso, the one that says yes, it becomes possible. The pasuk says kasha yachanu ken yiso, the same way they're resting, that's the way they're supposed to travel. If so, ma b'chin yosei, just like when the mishkan is resting when it's up. Nifso b'yotzei. If you take the shulchan outside the mishkan, you take the lechem outside the mishkan, it becomes possible there's a psul yotzei on it. If so, after benisiyos and nifsa b'yotzei, who adin when they travel, also there's a psul of yotzei. If it, when the lechem travels, it has a psul. Rashi says b'chniyos and nifsa b'yotzei im yotzei chutz l'klum, take it outside the klum k'dasiv ois liyam levon v'achlu b'makom kodesh. So now when they're traveling, it also is a psul. Therefore, the lechem becomes possible, but the man the yom ein nifsonor does not become possible. Still, the pasuk says, "V'lechem hatamid olav yiyah." The lechem should always be on it. Rashi says, "Alma b'dushosei koi," that calls them on the lechem is on the shulchan, even though they're traveling. Still, it has kedusha, and therefore, there's no psul yotzei. If we just the other man the yom, nami ayiksev, it says, "Kasha yachno ken yiso." The chutz mashma, just like when it's up. There's a psul yotzei. He would do now when it's traveling. Also, there's a psul yotzei. So how could he say the lechem is still kosher? So I'll tell you, he dashes lead the gisa. He dashes it around just the opposite way around. It's like this. Ma b'chini yosei. Just like when it's resting. Ki lo yotzei memekoymoi. Lo mistel, if it does not go out of the shulchan, if it stays on the shulchan the whole time in the mishkan. It's not possible. There's no psul yotzei. So after the yosei. The same thing, even though now when the shulchan is traveling, if the lechem does not leave the shulchan, le mistel does not become possible. Sada Rabba, the drasha teaches me that there's no psul yotzei, calls him on the lechem is on the shulchan. The other man, the yom anani, it says, v'lechem ha'tamid olav yiyah, says lechem should always be on it. So, mashma, it always has kedusha. So how do you say there's a psul yotzei when the shulchan is traveling? So Mor said like this, Ela rather ki yosi Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, Omri said like this, Be mesuder, kol zaman the lechem is mesuder. Means it's on the shulchan, pshita the kuliyam, malay pligi, everybody, there's no argument that it has its kedusha and there's no psul yotzei. Havad is no psul kol zaman, it's mesuder, it's on the shulchan. And the key pligi, where's the machlekes, be mesulik. When they take off the lechem off the shulchan. So that's the machlokes. Man the Yamanir, so the one that says yes, he would take the shulchan, the lechem off the shulchan, comes posel. The Chassidus says, Kasha Yachna ken yisol. Meaning to say, ma, b'chani yachna, when the Mishkan is up. Nifsal b'yotzi, would take the lechem off the shulchan and take it outside, as a psul yotzi, is after nisiyos. The same thing when you're traveling now, nifsal b'yotzi, they also is a psul yotzi. But, l'man the Yamanir, so the one says no, when the Mishkan is traveling, and the shulchan is traveling, even though they take the lechem off the shulchan, still it's not possible. Why? The Sivit says, V'nosa ayomayid, meaning to say, Afa pisha nosa ayomayid hu. Even though it's traveling, it's still considered ayomayid. So therefore, there's no psul yaitzei, it's still considered like it's in the ayomayid. Fred Gemar, V'idach namid yadman yamoso, ayok siv kasha yachnu ken yiso. Sakri to say it's not posel l'chura, just like when it's resting, if it's taken out of its place as a psul yaitzei l'chura when it's traveling also. So I tell you, he dashes it again, libeki, so the other way around, it's like this. Ma b'chini yosei, just like when it's resting. Kilo mafik lei, if you do not take it out of its place. Le misal does not become posel, you have to take it outside of the kloyim, outside of the mishkan to become posel. But inside of the mishkan it's not posel, there's no psul yaitzei. So he learns, Afpin is a yosa, the same thing when the Mishkan was traveling, Kilo Mafik Lev, you're not taken out of it, it's Machane, Le Misal. Because he holds, Kozuman, the Mishkan is traveling, it's still called Ayamayid. So Kozuman, it's in the Ayamayid, it's in the Mechitah, so the Mishkan, even though it's traveling, there's no Psu Yaitzei. Therefore, the Lechem is still Kasha. For the more reading of the other man, the Yom, that it says, that yes, it does become possible, Ay, Hoksiv, Venosa Ayamayid. Aye, it says, V'nos oyomoyed mashma kozaman, the Mishkan is traveling, it still has a locha of an oyomoyed, so it shouldn't be a psul yaitzei. So why do you say yes, there is a psul yaitzei? So my answer, I'll tell you who, Lidigolam Udiyasa, that's Postikov. V'nos oyomoyed just means for the Digolam, the flags. Rashi said, Lidigolam means Lahiris, comes teach us, Eze Degel Yisa Rishon, V'yezem Sov Yezachron, how exactly they should travel. That's what it means. V'noso yomoyed means that the golem should still travel in the same places, but not to say it's allowed the kedusha of the mishkan. Therefore, when they take down the mishkan, if they take the lechem off the shulchan, avada there will be a psul of yotzei. For the more vidach, the other man, the yama, mimachna halavim v'teich hamachnes nafka. He learns out the parsha of the golem from another pasuk. So the pasuk says clearly, "Memachna levim b'techa machnus." That the machna levim that should be in the middle of the machnus. Master, when they're traveling, it should be the same way that the golem were. So he learns it out from this pasuk. So what the pasuk said before, "V'nosa yomayid," he's told that he comes to teach us that even when the mishkan was traveling, still it has the kedusha of a mishkan, and therefore if the lechem does not leave those mechitzas, there's no psul yaitzei, even though you took the lechem off the shulchan while it was traveling. Now the Gemara says, Mace, we have a question. It says that Bishas Silik Masois, the time when they were traveling, Rashi says Shapurochus, Niglolois, when the Purochus was rolled up, says so, Kodeshim Nifsolim B'Yotzei, there be a Psul Yotzei. Rashi says, Shein Lehem Koloyim, since there's no Koloyim, the Purochus was rolled up, so no, the Kodeshim now is called like Chutz from the Koloyim. Rashi says, Biafal Pikein Hamachne Kodesh. Even though there'll be a psul yaitzei upon the kodshim, but still the machna has its kedusha, and therefore, like it says here, v'zovin umitzaroyim mishtalchem chutz l'mechitzasim, they have to be sent outside the machnas. Rashi says, Rashi explains at least, that's what Gemara says. Now Rashi explains, v'yavah b'kein a machna kodesh, v'zovin umitzaroyim mishtalchem chutz l'mechitzas. Mitzaro means chutz l'machna Yisrael, for yimhalchim b'seif machna, they go in the back of the machna. Like it says in the Gemara Brachis, as Vohav b'Seifay v'Zovin chutz l'machna l'viya. The Zovin, they had to go outside the machna l'viya. It says clearly now, even though b'Shas silik masois, the Kodeshim would have a psul yaitzei on them. But even though it has the kedusha machna, that the Zovin and Mitzurin are shtachem chutz l'mechitzosim. So Gemara says, my love doesn't mean to say over here this halacha, this toiseftin zvachim. My love, afilu lechem upon him, that even the lechem upon him also have a psul of yaitzei on it. So Gemara writes to the man before that says, that b'shas that were traveling, there would be a psul yotzei on the lechem. Samora says, loy, no, could mean bar mi lechem upon him, excluding the lechem upon him. The lechem upon him, even though when they're traveling, it went off the shulchan, still there would not be a psul yotzei. Samora says, why, monoshach, what's going on? Let's see what's going on here, monoshach. E oyel moye davka hu, if oyel moye the davka is safi l'kodeshim nami, then the kodeshim also should not have a psul. So it should not be a psul yotzei. If you say now it's called an oyel moye davka, Rashi says it means afagav the huglu apreches k'tonel yel, even though the preches was rolled up and the traveling still is called an oyel moye that has the kedusha of the kloyim, so then there should not be a psul yotzei on any kodeshim. Why do you say kodeshim has the psul yotzei and not lechem upon him? B'manashach, if the oyel moye is still called the oyel moye, there should not be a psul yotzei at all. If so, no, that it doesn't have a shame oyomoyed right now, since the traveling is so afil lechem upon him nami, there should be a psul yotzei even on the lechem upon him also. So what's going on? How could you divide up this tesefta? How could you say that there's no psul lechem upon him, only about the other kachim? Samuel says, rather, Ella rather, kiyosi rov, when Rovin came, Omar, he said like this, that the mar Omar ben Mesuder, there's no machlekes over here. Now, when do we say before by lechem upon him? There's no psul yotzei. That's only the mesuder. Kozman the lechem is on the shulchan. Then there's no psul yotzei. Umarom, that's what we say here. There is no psul yotzei as the mesulek when it's off the shulchan. In other words, we're going now that the oyel moed is only kozman it's up. When it's down, it's not called an oyel moed anymore. That's what the pasuk said before. It means only for the golem. Means still has the parsha of the golem. But the actual kedusha of the oyel moed, b'shas that traveling, it has no more kedusha. Therefore, would be a psul yotzei. Only the lechem upon him that's still on the shulchan itself is still mekadesh. There's no psul yotzei. Therefore, there's no machlokes. Some rabbi says, if so, shema min of me, there's a proof that yesh siluk masoyis balaylom, that you should know, sometimes they start to travel, even at night time. Rashi says, shema midav mirat zaproof, midutani, since it says that kodeshim, when if solem mishum psul yotzei, that there's a psul yotzei on this kodeshim, you have to say that sometimes yesh siluk masoyis balaylom, Rashi says, that shimhoye nala olam balaylom, let's say the onan went up at night time, so they used to start traveling right away at night time. They did not wait till the next morning. That's the chiddush. That shema midav mirat zaproof, that yesiluk masoyes balayla. Why? Because the yis sagot that if you tell me and think that ain siluk masoyes balayla, meaning even if the owner went up at night time, still they did not start traveling till the next day. If so, Amos madly when did they start taking it down? When they start traveling, let's suffer in the morning. If so, ma'ira mishum yotzei. What do you have to say? There's a psul yotzei. Tepi lebi yisalei belina. Say there's a psul lina. So since we have to come on to psul yotzei, not a psul lina, mashma, we're not talking about left it over to the next morning, but rather that night time itself. You used to start traveling at night time, and they want to eat it at night. So if out the psul lina, there's no psul lina. But the psul is mishum yotzei. If they started to travel at night time, there'll be a psul yotzei on the kachim. Samar says, the Chorb Shita, of course they traveled at night time. The Pasuk says, Lo leches yoimum v'laylach siv. It says they went day and night. Samar says, no. Ma'od the time I would have thought to say, Hani mili hecha diyoka biyamama. When do they travel day and night? That's when they started to travel at daytime. So then they continue traveling even during the night also. Abel hecha diyoka biyamama, when they did not start traveling at daytime, but rather the clouds first started to move at night time, maybe Balavil or Motzi Akri, maybe at night time they could not first start to move, start to take down the Mishkan. That's the Kamashmu, no, that's the Chiddush, yes. That when the Onan started to move at night time, right away they would take down the Mishkan, and they would start traveling even at night time. Therefore you have to come on, there'll be a Psul Yotzei before there'll be a Psul of Lina. Nothing more says, Ruminu, I have a question. It says, Huglulu HaPareichos, Hutru hazovenu mitzurayim lekones lisham. As soon as they started to roll up the preches, mashmi started to travel and roll up the preches and loses its kedusha of machne, and then the zovenu mitzurayim will let it come in. And the tesefta we just had before now that even b'shas siluk masoyis, still the mitzurayim and the zovim were mishtalchem chus lemechitzofan. Schrut Stira. Here it says no, that Hugulu Haproichas, Hutru Azovim Siroyim, the Konas Lashom. So Muravashila Kashtoid is no Stira. Or Reb Lez or Rabbonin, the Chlamis Amachloikis, Reb Lez and the Rabbonin, where there was Hutru for them to come in, Bishas Silakamasoyis or not. The Tanya, because we learned like